Kaiba's got the stats and he's the leader of the team. Mark's magic multi keeps the punters keen. Trainer's crunching numbers and he's saving his trades. Guzzy says he's calm but he's got people to spray. And there's Dan, he'll join in whenever he can. That's why we all call him the world's busiest man. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF.
Hello and welcome to the Playing for Sheep Stations podcast, episode 4. Shepherds, Payne Hart, Ruben Garrick certainly bookended the week with monster scores. I was looking at scoring way less than 1,000. Cleary did his best version of the silly salmon and knocked himself out. That was quite a weird setup. He's a bit of a talking point moving forward, you'd have to say. Is he a trade? Is he a hold? We'll get to that in a little while. I'm joined tonight by the full gang. The gang's back together, as the old funnies would say. Trainer Guardsy, Mark and Dan. We'll chat around. We went last week. We'll go through team list Tuesday. But we'll go back to the chin list. Angry Fans hasn't really taken off. I much prefer it when it was called the chin list. Everyone that ever sends me anything still refers to it as the chin list. The Guardsy, we're back to the chin list. We'll do some DMs. There's only three this week so far. Got another set of six. We'll do some trade talk. We've got a few to trade. I think Dan's even going to trade, even though he's holding on. He's got a bit of a special announcement tonight. We'll give captains and Mark. We'll try again for the succulent Chinese multi. I know I sacked you last week, but I think you were unlucky. Boys, highlights and lowlights from round two. We'll start with you, Trainer.
Oh, highlights, definitely Ruben Garrick, isn't it? It was good to see some people that overthink things not play him and trade him out, and that got me some green arrows, I think, because
2,000 people traded Ruben Garrick out.
Oh, yeah, and then the imbeciles that put him on their pine, like, just he's frigging 700K, just play him. They're only playing the Raiders. They're not the Storm.
I think I would play him against the Storm.
Yeah, well, that's right. Low light, not only Payne Haas, it ruined my Friday, so he's cost me 100K. I'm straight into making...
I'm certain I tried to convince you needed him last week.
Yeah, I suppose, but I had to get all the cheapies last week, so I do this every year. I make no trades in round one, and then I am just behind the eight ball the whole year. So here we go again, but oh well. I'd love to say you live and you learn, but you don't.
Do the trades when you say you should and reap the benefits you'll get the next week.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
Guardsy, you still retiring from Supercoach or are you happy this week?
No, I'm still retiring. Highlight, my highlight was I got to use the boost. My low light was just Supercoach in general. I still hate it. So,
yeah, Ruben.
I did own Ruben. It didn't matter. It was still shit.
You own half.
I did, and I was still shit. That says a lot.
Who's your captain?
My man, Walshy.
Oh, for geez, you got out of that, luckily.
Mate, see, he was a base beast. I don't know what he's talking about. He had like 14 hit-ups. That's heaps.
He got saved by a tri-assist at the end, didn't he?
And a 40-20.
Yeah, bloody hell. Are you think we'll talk about it in trade talk, but that must be something you're going to bring up.
What?
Selling Reese?
No, I'm keeping him.
Okay, okay. Mark, how did you go last week?
I did okay, 1,075. Massive, rocketed up the rankings by 14 spots for 1,075. Not inside the top 18,275, give it away.
Yeah, so I think we all need to give it away, except the trainer.
Low lights, clearing, obviously. Connor Watson was another one for me. I got that head knock just near halftime. Unfortunately, rubbing shoulders with the well-to-do of society cost me the opportunity to loot Nico Hines on Saturday night.
Mate, it didn't cost you anything. You told us you weren't doing it.
No, I didn't tell you that. Rubbing shoulders with ex-PMs and Governor Generals and Test cricketers. I sewed a couple of leather pads under my elbows and
smoked a pipe.
Sounds like a bunch of wankers.
If you can't tell, Mark, was it the rugby?
Talked about your super fund and stuff.
Wouldn't have been a super fund, it'd be a trust fund.
Yeah, trust fund. Yeah.
All right. And how did you go last week?
Hello, listener. I scored 1,064 last week. Thank you, Ruben Garrick, because I was in all sorts of Barney rubble last week. Bit of a steeple kind of super coach season for me so far. I think after round one, I went up 500 spots, or after round two, up 500 spots, and then I'm back down another 500 spots this week. So sitting outside the top 20,000. So application areas again.
We're still in application areas here as well, Dan. So don't worry too much about that just yet. 1,096 for the Munster Hunts, moving into 28,385. So 9,000 spots up. Easy to make some ground when you're way behind, I think. Anyway, what do you think, Gardening? Not so much, but no. All right, we spruced up the Playing for Sheep Stations League last week, and I said if we got over 50 people in the league, I'd buy a rugby league jersey for whoever won. A couple of new names have popped up. We're up to 41, so we've still got a little way to go. Tell your friends, tell your mums, tell your wives, get them in. Let's grow this community so that we can start to get some decent questions, and it's not all the every week ask and bazingas. Leading the league is Brody. Forget what his team name is. I should have looked that up. He's coming 2,741st overall, so that's not a bad little start. And the top scorer for the week is Fletch Myers Flyers with a 1,267, coached by Dan. I'm assuming that's
That's
not you,
Shooter.
Dan. That's
No, that's
the
Shooter.
good Dan over at your school. So Dan
Yeah, the
Shooter,
other
yeah.
Dan one.
Yeah, the other Dan M. So keep your friends coming in. There's plenty of room to be made. No one's really killing it. So that opportunity to rise up through the ranks and win that footy jersey if we get over 50 is still there.
That's the Muscly Dan M.
Oh,
He's
Muscly Dan. Okay.
Muscly Dan.
Brody's team name is Come On, Do Something.
Yeah. They are doing something for him. So well done, Brody. And I can confirm LeBong James is Adam Winchester. So he did reach out, and I just want to give him a shout out because it is a bloody good name. So Teamless Tuesday, boys. We'll move into it because there's a bit to talk about here, particularly in this first game. Mark, are you going to lead us through?
I can do it if you like. So Thursday night, South against the Penrith Panthers, Thursday 8 p.m. at Accor Stadium. Campbell Graham out with, I think, that he'd been described as a lower limb injury. No further detail.
Is he the unluckiest man in football? Him and Billy Smith.
Yeah, Billy Smith have to be up there.
Anyway, he's out. Tass has moved into the centres, and Alex Johnston returns from his Achilles injury on the wing. For the Panthers, a few changes here. Cleary misses, obviously, due to those entering into the concussion protocols. He is replaced at number seven by Trent Toliau,
Can we talk about
which
Cleary
is.
now, because he's the most traded out player by a long way? 14,000 at the time I looked about 20 minutes ago, 14,500. I think 7,500 of those are going to Reynolds. If you're a Cleary owner, are you holding?
I'm
Yes.
holding.
Yep. It's
Yeah,
one
me.
week. I don't understand.
Surely people have got other issues.
I'd play the Cowboys next week.
Yeah, so 146 break even, projected to lose, I don't know, 150K over the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, they lose if you sell.
I actually don't think it's going to be that bad because against the Cowboys, I can see him going 100 plus. His break even come down to around 100, and he could do it. So he might only lose 50. A lot of people going to Adam Reynolds, low break even this week. But if you have a look at his projected, he's only projected two price rises before he goes back to a loss. He's already made 111,000. I think we're going to get on to Adam Reynolds. You would have had to have big nuts and do it last week. I don't think this is the week to do it. I'm certainly in hold Cleary camp. What about if you've got Sandon Smith as your tour, as your second halfback? You're still holding and playing Sandon this week?
Oh, I am.
Yep.
You have to, I suppose.
Yeah. And I look at it this way: can Cleary score nearly as many points as Adam Reynolds? Well, if Adam Reynolds goes back to 2024, Adam Reynolds, yeah, absolutely. So,
Well, Stanley Smith is to a really, really low break even or half. I'm not selling him this week.
yeah. So I just think I thought it was a lot of people selling. I'm happy to hold. I think patience, I've said it last week, patience is a really good thing. And you could look back and go, that was a sideways trade that didn't net me a whole heap of cash. So sorry to interrupt, Mark. I just thought it was interesting or a
No.
pertinent time to talk about Cleary because I was traded out player.
Yeah. Some other changes. Casey McLean, who is also, I think, a few Supercoach teams as well, he has been dropped. Thomas Jenkins has moved into the centres. Dane Laurie's returned from his injury at fullback. Blaise Talangi gets that utility spot on the bench. So Casey McLean gone.
Interesting.
Surprising that he's been. Well, all the talk at the start of the year was that Jesse McLean was then. Next cab off the rank, but obviously Jenkins has jumped ahead of all of them.
He's come from nowhere. Come from the sometimes left wing of Newcastle last year,
Yeah.
or right wing, or whichever wing he played on, not very often, so I can't remember.
He went from Penrith to the Knights back to Penrith, clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. First game on Friday night, 6 p.m. Allianz Stadium. The Roosters up against the Titans. Connor Watson also missing with a concussion, so Docker Clay places him at number nine. Nat Butcher and Lindsay Collins named to return on the bench, which put it into Nafahu White's minutes. A couple of better known middles coming back into that side, but he does have a low break even this week. After the Titans, Keanu Kinney is out with a neck injury, replaced at fullback by Jalen DeGroote. And big boy David Fifita still wilding away on the bench.
I was pissed off when Fifita scored a try on the weekend. I really wanted him to go 30 again. Really has ruined some plans, but I could almost hear Matt Traynor from Mudgee yelling, "What are you doing, David?"
Who dropped it
Well,
and freaking just give it to him? Freaking
agree wholeheartedly.
wanker. Then the main game on Friday night, the Dolphins up against the Broncos, 8 p.m. Suncorp Stadium. Dolphins winless.
Another away game for the Broncos
Yeah,
at
another
Suncorp.
away game for the Broncos. Yeah, away game against the Pride of Brisbane, the Dolphins of wherever they're
Stop.
from.
Get on with
Everywhere,
it.
the everywhere Dolphins.
Get on with
Dolphins 1-17. Stags returns in the centres for the Broncos, replacing Dean Mariner. There was plenty of
surprise, surprise.
yeah, I know. Despite the sensational journalism around,
If only this was a video thing, Trainer, your eyes are rolling.
don't worry, the listeners can hear his eyes rolling
Yeah, they
around.
probably can. Fair dinkum.
Sounds like a poker machine or something. Was it the old style? Bell style machine. There you go. You Broncos fans got anything you want to chuck in on that game there?
Thank
Interesting
fuck,
role
Dean
for
Mariner's
Goz.
out.
Does Goz just seriously play the first 30 and then not come back? That's what
Yeah,
is
he
that
did
what's been
last week.
happening?
That's what
But it's
happened.
weird. The first game he played 80, like played the whole game the first game, and then
Except
his minutes have
oh
just
no, he didn't go off for Pia Kura, did he?
nah. Pia Kura come on in
No.
the middle, like, and granted he got sin binned or whatever, but I don't know. It was a weird one.
His break even's 34 this week. Kuzewski, he could quite easily not make that.
Well, if he doesn't score a try last week, he scores 7-8.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably like. I didn't want him to start with, but then it sort of got my hopes up when he played 80 the first week, and then the minutes have just dropped right off. Like he probably if he go a week early on can't or something next week. That's probably my thoughts.
Which I'm worried for that too when KPP comes back. Does Frizzell stay on one edge with Elliott in the middle and can't go back to a bench role that he mightn't
Yeah,
score
it's
as
a
well?
worry,
That,
isn't it?
yeah, that's a big worry for that one. It looks good, but it might not be with both KPP and Lucas out at the moment.
You can't go in this week.
Definitely not this week.
On the buy, mate.
Can't go, can't.
Okay, can't.
A good one. Thanks, Dan.
Been working on that all week, Lister.
Righto, moving on to Saturday's game. First one, 3 p.m. Cogra Dragons up against the Storm. Clemmer makes his Dragons debut, named on the bench along with Dylan Egan, Blake Laurie and Fatala Mariner dropping out of that 17. Jerome Hughes broke his hand in that silly salmon incident with Nathan
Is
Cleary.
that when he did it?
That's when he did it, they said. So he played the game out, but he's out for a couple of weeks. Interesting. You can break your hand. His is a 2 week break. Obviously, depends on the bone you're breaking. Hosking, what was he, 4 to 6 or something like that?
Or
Anyway.
severity of break as well.
Yeah, I
It's
suppose.
always even numbers too, you notice. Like it's always 4 to 6, not 3 to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, Wishart named at seven to replace him. Brent Anderson moves into the centres for Nick Meehan, who copped the big flying headbutt from Nelson. Warbrick back on the wing. Nelson, Meany must have a harder head than everyone thinks because Nelson failed a HIA after that game. He's replaced at bench.
I reckon he did that so he didn't have to get a spray from Craig. I'm feeling sick.
Fire 80 was awful, wasn't
Yeah, Bronson Garlick comes onto the bench in that Wishart utility role there. So
On the Dragons, there's a cheapie that I'm interested in, Hamish Stewart. He's kept his spot. Dylan Egan's come in, Clemmer's come in. 44 average after the first two games, 198,000.
on the bubble.
Is on the bubble. Is he a trade out? Like, if you've got a Royce Hunt, we've seen enough from Royce Hunt, surely. Is he a guy that you can trade out and hope to make slow 100,000 from? Amy Stewart.
Don't they still have James Selle to come back as well, though?
Yeah, but I think he's probably higher up the pecking order because Dylan Egan's come in this week. So, surely if James Selle comes back, he comes back for Dylan Egan, not for
Yeah,
Amy
but
Stewart.
that's it's a bit of a luxury trade for me. Like, you're going to bring in a bench front rower. I know he's averaging 40 or whatever, but I don't know, not for me.
Fair enough. Saturday, 5:30, Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Cowboys up against the Raiders. All these teams who haven't won a game, 1-17. Cowboys 1-17 again this week. Todd Payton coaching for his future.
Well, I don't think they've got many more halves they can bring in, Mark. So I don't know that there's a lot more hope for them. So
That trainer is unavailable.
well, fair enough.
Could well unavailable.
Yeah. Who's he going to defend next to Nanai?
Doesn't matter, they all can't tackle anyway. I've seen the bloke play in the middle. He's all right.
Then for the Raiders, Tarponet returns from his suspension. Big Red goes back to 13. Trey Mooney to the bench. Smithies misses out. He
Concussion.
failed a head knock. Apparently, I heard it in the coverage. Apparently, he was walking out back from half time and said, "I don't feel too good." And they did an assessment and he failed.
Yeah, 12 minutes or something like that. Is Nicholson the slam dunk he looks, or is he another one that you have to worry about with minutes? Played 70 minutes on the weekend, Tarponet back, Austin back in 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks.
Slam dunk.
Slam dunk.
Didn't
Happy with
even see
him?
the bloke play last week and he got 50.
Carry on. Just after.
Yeah.
Got a
Just
toss up.
answering.
Yeah, no, that's. There was more mark look that he gave me, so.
Saturday, 7:30, Sharks and the Dogs at Shark Park. I know Hamlin Ewely, he's out injured, replaced by the try-scoring machine, Tom Hazelton. He comes back into that team after a week or two out. The
Was Hamlin
Bulldogs.
ULA the hip drop from Jai Gray?
Nah, it was
No.
Talakai,
Okay.
who has been named. There was
Yeah.
some doubt about him, but he's been named. I'm not sure Jai Gray dropping his weight on anyone could do any sort of injury. Pretty, he's the smallest bloke in. Anyway, Bulldogs there 1-17. Sunday, this is the hashtag pray for Para game. Manly up against Parramatta at Brookvale Oval. Turbo named to return at fullback, pushing Fopawade back to the wing. Nathan Brown comes in for his first game of the season. Paseka out with an Achilles injury, so he's ruptured that, so he's gone for the season. For Parramatta, Sam Rani is replaced on the wing by Sean Russell. Tuivasa is replaced by Dan Keir on the bench. So I think
Yeah.
he's their New South Wales Cup captain, I think. So
Don't know.
don't ask
Won't
me.
help.
Anyway.
Power to lose by 20 plus.
Is that all?
Yeah,
20
plus.
plus.
Oh.
Covers a very vast range.
Yeah.
Lots of numbers above 20, Daniel.
I'm aware.
Power to lose by 30 plus.
Yeah, that's a bit more accurate, I think.
Then we round out the week's games on Sunday at 6:15. Tigers up against the Warriors at Campbelltown. Skelton, interestingly named to play despite failing to finish the game last week with a hamstring niggle. So we'll see whether he's able to get up for that. For the Warriors.
Any chance these blokes that are hamstring 50-50 chance of playing could play any other time slot than 6:15 or 4 o'clock on a Sunday? Like, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, Warriors. Rocco Berry comes in for Tuivasa-Sheck, another hamstring. I think
8 weeks.
that's what they were saying on the Warriors
Is he ripped
website,
off
up
the
to
bone?
8 weeks.
Jesus.
Yeah,
I know
pretty
he's
messed
old,
up.
but
Yeah, it's
holy.
a.
So Berry comes in the centres. Pompey moves out to the wing for the Warriors.
Roger must have stepped out of his own hamstring, I'd say.
Don't worry, mine's 8 years and still not the
Elite athlete, I think, might be the.
Oh, thank you very much. Fine. I'm a grand final winner.
Anything else to add, boys, on the team list? I think, Mark, that's pretty well covered. And we had a bit of a chat around a few people in there. Matt, as concise as ever, slam dunk on Nicholson. So you've heard it here first. If Matt, are you going in this week?
Locked and
Or are you
loaded.
waiting a week?
Well, waiting a week for.
No, you just seem to do that.
Only on people I can't afford.
Oh, that was a beautiful setup. Beautiful
So good. All
setup.
right, Cardi, we're going into the chin list this week. I reckon there's going to be a few on here. I've got Jamie's 3-2-1 from his referees,
Put
but I'd
Dave
like to
on it
hear
for being
yours
a
first.
flog and teasing me about paying ass too.
What's that?
I said,
Is
put
he
Dave
going
on it for being a flog and teasing me about paying ass too.
to? Sorry, mate. Easy target.
I was so angry on Friday. The Broncos won. I was
Man.
just absolutely fuming.
I left it
Emma's
alone
like,
until Tuesday.
yeah, Emma's like, you can't be so angry. I was like, she's like, your team won. I was like, fuck off. I can be.
You've got a point. You take Supercoach too serious.
Yeah, well, I can't help it.
Gazi, hit us with it.
I thought you were going to tell me the 3-2-1s of refs first.
No, I'm going to let you do yours first, and then
Fuck
we'll.
me. You're in the list for that, Davo. You've just annoyed me with that. Radio fucking silence.
I'll
Anyway,
edit it out.
it's actually a small list this week. I didn't watch a lot of rugby league, unfortunately. Can I put my wife on the list, or is that rude?
No,
put her on the list.
everyone's fair.
For making me go to Sydney and missing all the footy, can she be on first on the list? Cheers. Done. Easy. Next on the list, he's on the list twice. That's how drunk I was. The spelling's not very good, so I've just got to decipher what I was trying to say as well. The code. Todd Smith's on the list because he waited 5 minutes because of poor old Viljami had a sore fucking eye. That was an absolute jab. Viljami's sitting there holding his eye, and Todd's just stood there and waited. Just let us play fucking football, Todd.
I hear Billy Army had to go to hospital.
I don't care. Get him off the field then if he's got a sore eye. Right. Why are we stopping field for a bloke's sore eye? Fuck him.
Had it maybe cramp as well.
Next on the list is who was in the bunker? Who was it? Dan, you usually know this.
Find it out.
Do some research while I ramble on. Anyway, whoever's in the bunker and decided that my man Walshy should have been penalised for a shoulder charge. I'm sorry, but it's not a shoulder charge.
It is.
I watched the replay and it is a shoulder charge. I didn't think it was on Friday.
Let me talk. Let me give my reason.
He charges him with his shoulder, doesn't wrap his arm.
Yeah, but to be fair, my man Walshy's Reece Lightning, so he's running really fast. And it's not his fault that Murray's got shit hands like chopsticks and can't catch a football and drops his head. Don't drop your head, Murray. Don't drop the football. And Walshy would have smashed him into row six. And it would have been
awesome. You won't believe who the bunker was.
Oh, who the fuck is it?
Well, Casey was on the touch judge, so guess who it could have been?
That's Belinda. It
Belinda.
Was Belinda.
No. It wasn't.
The bulldog. It wasn't the bulldog.
Oh, get fucked. Put him on the list. He can get fucked.
So we had that Ranger dog reference and the bulldog in the bunker. How did we win?
And Belinda was a touchy. We were stuffed from the start.
Oh, I'm a week out. That was funny. Anyway, keep it in.
The shark was a touchy for us. I remember that. Because she did fuck all on the sideline. As usual.
Who's next?
And then the last one is Todd Smith again. And I've wrote, oh, it was when they fucking did the dropout. And who's the winger? Darby touched the ball before it went 10. Todd could not have been in a better spot. And he's called play on. And then he's basically told him to challenge it because he knew he fucked up because he's a stupid ranger dog. Dead set. He is a fucking imbecile. How he has a job is incredible.
Todd Smith's your three. And he's two.
Todd Smith's my 3-2-1. Can we just do that?
All right, Jamie's
can you get
three
triple
is...
points this week.
Didn't I send someone was a vote? I can't remember who it was.
I probably wasn't listening to you.
Yeah.
Right. So Jamie's three goes bad. To Wyatt Raymond. He penalised Josh Curran for calling a bloke offside as it was not in the spirit of the game.
Should have been sent off.
I love that. That was a great call.
I thought it was a great call. Fuck Josh Curran.
And he said, "So I guess that one, when people call forward passes in the spirit of the game, or when someone's faking a cramp to soak up time, if we're going to penalise everybody for not being in the spirit of the game because they feel like it isn't fair, I think it is a bit of a load of crap. Because how often do you see blokes call for the ball, do other things that
Matty Johns did the mousetrap, called the mousetrap, and they're
not really in the spirit of the game. I don't think you need to worry about that. Just play if they don't figure it out. Willie Mason has a pretty good segment on his podcast about it, and it's actually pretty funny. His two goes to Liam Kennedy. He says, two Titans players offside in front of the ref, one being Campbell Gillard. Then he takes an intercept and calls play on. Inconsistent with forward passes, lets one go a metre forward, then blows the whistle on a questionable pass. Doesn't give six again after Campbell plays at the ball and Knights regather. Not sure if Jamie's a Knights fan, but I didn't think the refereeing in that game was inconsistent. I think the team that's getting all the six again calls is the Warriors. Holy smokes, they're getting refereed into the game, particularly over there. And then his one point is Grant Atkins blowing the pee out of the whistle for Manly first half, giving Big Red 10 in the bin. All right, questions, boys. None from Dom. I can see there's a collective cheer going up in Mudgee. The first one is from Jamie. He says, Paps versus Turbo.
I think he must have to get either of them in. Who
Tell
would
him
you
it's
choose
yet.
if you had to, if you had to get
Turbo.
one of them in this week?
Turbo. Next question. If you
You had
don't
to get
pick,
one.
if you pick
Yeah,
Captain
but
over Turbo when Turbo's got parry this week, you've got rocks in your head.
exactly.
Turbo only needs one hamstring against Para.
Boost and get both.
I don't know if you've got the coin. All the all he's asked a question. I think Aldi must be back on the drink. I'm not sure, but he keeps sending me shot bro. I don't know, like
Oh,
when they
he's. This is his grand plan. Is he wants super coach points for someone who puts a shot on?
Yeah, he said there should be a shot bro scoring, but if you had to introduce a new scoring category, what would it be? I just reckon they need to go off NRL stats for tackles. I used to love when Heinie got all the tackles, even if it was a flop. It would make life a lot easier if that one set of stats instead of NRL stats and Fox stats being so different. He also says, I think there should be a clutch play kind of in the game category. They already have enough now with interpretations around try assists and try contributions and all that sort of
I thought
stuff.
we got Joel Kane with Supercoach scoring. He's always coming up with wacky things. And
Yeah, so I'm not sure if I like that
is
one.
there
There is already a
one for a
defensive.
forced error?
Yeah, I don't know, but how do you prove
Forced
that it
error would
wasn't?
be a good one.
Or a 1-on-1 strip. Is there points for that?
There is points for a one-on-one
There's
strip.
also
I'm
one
pretty
for a
sure.
saved try, isn't there? Like
Yeah,
a
held up in goal. Yeah,
held
if
up
you
in
put a hit
goal.
on
So,
someone and it causes an error, you should get points for that.
I see what you're saying. So if you put the hit on and they drop the ball,
Yeah, you should
you
get
should get a
points.
bonus
Like a
point.
forced
It's a
error.
forced error. Yeah, I don't mind
Well,
that.
see, Josh Caradawis, he got involved in the forced error, didn't
Yeah,
he?
don't mind that at all. The last question is from Cade of Our Shout fame. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called, isn't it? Our Shout, Your Shout, My
Your
Shout.
little plug.
Yeah,
No.
Our Shout.
He says, I need to get rid of RTS. He's got the 500A or whatever, RTS 550. How much is RTS worth? Who owns him?
535, something like that.
My God.
Says, I've got that money plus 75K in the bank. Or if I sell Cleary to Alex, as I can get Euro. But first part of his question is RTS and 75K, who do you go to?
RTS is 553.
No, 553.
So that means he's got 625. The dame, where are you heading?
That's cute.
Come
Oh, I don't
on.
know. You could cash out in Tua Pilotu, like a short week, a short play. Take some cash on him. Who else is
What's
there?
Bo Firma worth?
Yuck.
You say yuck.
Yeah, Bo Firma's running style's yuck. You could go Connor Tracey.
About down.
You could stick with the Warriors and go Leah Tower.
Yeah, not
Yeah.
a bad shout either. What about down to,
Howarth.
yeah, down to Howth?
Firma's at 593.
He said he could boost and try and get to Kale Hero. Does anyone like that idea? Boosting to Kale Hero.
Why would you get Cal Hero when you can just boost and get my man Ronaldo?
Ronaldo with 109 last week without a try.
My
Yeah, plenty
guy.
of thoughts. I don't mind either going down to Howarth, banking some cash to make moves at a later time, or I do like your, even though they're playing Melbourne, I think his name Tua Pilotu is the other guy that I'd be looking at.
Well, you want to score tries now that Flano's banned
Well,
his
that's the
little try
thing, yeah. You
celebration.
can't celebrate anymore. What's the point in scoring? I don't like it.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, so I think Kate, hope that helps you. Yeah? I don't know if it has or not, but I think he was thinking Howarth last week, maybe, so
Jason Saab this week,
not a chance.
593.
Couldn't get Jason Saab in all good.
Oh, the giraffe man himself.
No.
But he could score 8 tries.
No. We could, but could also do nothing. This is the kind of game where we would just want everyone else to do something. So yeah, they're the questions. Only three this week. When Dom doesn't get involved, it's pretty tricky. So the six boys, six topics. Get through them pretty quickly. First one. So these are things floating around in the Supercoach world and questions that comments that have been made. Can you cut a cheapie early if you get enough cash to upgrade to a gun early before they reach their peak? Do you want to milk every dollar out of them? What are your thoughts around that?
Well, isn't that the whole point? Get your cheapies to guns. If you can do it early, why wouldn't
I think it depends how much money to keep Cheapy's got left. If he's break even starting to like get like 10, 12, you probably can. They break even still like negative 50, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah. So once they start to get near, like if they've got maybe two more price rises and they're likely to make another 30 grand, I think it's a good time to cut. A lot of people don't, and you hold on to them a bit too long, and sometimes they get a shit score, and then they might even lose some money. A gun sometimes gets to their value further than you think. They out, like even a gun, like a Cleary or someone who's 100 break even, get past that 100 break even, and they make more money anyway than what's left.
Nico
So.
Hines is a case in point. He 115 on the weekend, had a break even, I think, over 100.
Yeah.
Lots of money.
Now he's not there. Anybody, your thoughts? You're happy to move on before they reach their absolute peak?
Yeah, I think when the break even is still low, I can't really make the cash until I need to move him.
I think Dan's, his interest rate might be back this year. So he's got 500,000 in the bank or something, which is outrageous.
Got to be an investigation.
Yeah, tackle two, beware of the sideways trade. I've written many boosted for Purdue to get to Marley. Purdue made 41K and has a break even of minus 10. Marley made 69 and has a break even of 9 for 25 in his rolling average. We'll end up about the same price when the cash generations end, is the question that I have for you. And I know you've got strong thoughts on this one.
Well, yeah, I disagree. I disagree that that's a sideways trade, but yeah, I don't
It's going to be
disagree
the
with the beware the sideways
what
trade.
do you think will be the difference in their end cash generation?
Well, I think the Cowboys suck, and Purdue's every chance of getting hooked for Zach Laibut coming back soon. He's in the extended bench this week, and I think the Raiders have a really good run coming up. And if Seb Chris ever learns to pass the football, Tamale could score any range of points against the next field position the Raiders have.
How long do you think you'll keep Tamale for?
Till the end of this Raiders run, if he has not, or if his break even gets stupid during the run because he's not getting the footy, then punt him, that's fine.
Be interested to see in 4 weeks what the difference is, because that's probably about when you're going to want to start to get rid of these cheapies. The difference is, I think it won't be a whole lot in 4 weeks. The other one that I had written down there was many people, me included, were keen to get out of Seyfarth and go to someone like Gilbert because Gilbert came back and played big minutes. I'm not sure why he played so many minutes based really well. Gilbert's made 10K and has a break even of 54, so a break even higher than what he's priced at, kind of thing, if you know what I mean. Seyfarth has made 17K and a break even of 20 with a 73 in his rolling average. So, your strategy sometimes, trainer, about being patient and waiting a while can work. I think
Yeah,
that's a
that was a
prime
positive.
example.
Yeah, it was a positive of me not making any trades in round one because I was thinking about moving Seyfarth, but yeah,
Yeah,
that
so
did
that's
help.
where it can work out. And if he crashes over for another try, the Tigers team that looks somewhat likely in attack could make any amount of money. So that's not a bad way to look at it. So beware the sideways trade. See how that one works out. Number three, I'm going to address this to you, selling guns and buying them back the next week. So Cleary's the perfect example. 14,500 people selling him this week. With a 2 in his rolling average, a break even of 146. Supercoach having projected to go down as much as 150K over the next two games that he plays. I think realistically, with the opposition, he's probably more likely to go down somewhere between 70-ish K. Is he worth a trade? We talked about it earlier. Your theory of that rolling gun, is there a gun that you'd want to get that you don't have around Cleary? And we could use the same theory around Ponga this week on the bye.
Yeah, so yeah, I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it, but I have other issues that I need to deal with. But I have traded Ponga this week because I'm bringing Turbo back in. So Turbo went out of my team last week. I brought Pappy in. Be happy with that, especially now because I would have had to play Ongi, I guess, as well. So yeah, I brought Pappy in. Now he's got the goals. Even more happy with that. Got Turbo back in this week. Ione will go next week to, well, probably I'd say. So I am running that rolling gun theory with those three fullbacks, and then I'll be sort of set and forget in the fullback position. That's just a strategy I'm trying this year. It seemed to work a bit more with BBL Supercoach because you had more trades, and it just seemed to work that way. But yeah, I think if you were going to trade Cleary, I mean, there's options. Obviously, Nico pretty well.
Guardsy,
I wouldn't hate it.
as a man who loves to trade, I look back and 15,000 traded Turbo last week.
Yeah,
How
I
afraid
was
would you be not
wondering.
having him against the Eels?
I traded Turbo last week and I'm bringing him back in this week as well.
Love to
Fun.
trade.
And if I had another trade, or if I was allowed to use my trades like I fucking should, I'd trade Cleary for Hines this week.
Ran out of trades.
Yeah, I boosted. I don't have enough.
You think you're going to look back in round 20 and wish you hadn't done this, or you just don't care?
I just don't care at this point. I'll probably still be ranked about 50,000 at that point, so it won't matter.
I'd say trades round one. I'm spending them.
You'll still be on the John Farnham retirement tour in round 20.
Yeah. A few weeks ago, so tackle number four by the player, not the position. Front row forwards are killing it by them. Don't worry too much about how much you have invested in a position. Look at how much you have invested dollar-wise per point scored. So there's a little thing on the front page. You go into a player and you can see how much each point they make cost per dollar. And that's probably a relevant point to look at rather than if they're a front row or a front row second row and you want to get high upside or players in what we perceive to be higher upside positions. I don't know if we need to talk too much about that because Payne Haas, I think if you have a look at how much, I haven't even looked, but I'm assuming his points per minute or points per dollar is pretty low. So have a look on your front page, have a look at that. Don't buy into the theory that you can't invest a lot of money, just invest in players that have good value to points scored.
Just got a little message, maybe from a loyal listener about a fullback that we haven't mentioned. A place to storm this week, then the Eels and Titans. Clinton Gutherson.
Fuck off.
Love you, Delphine.
I just can't get him in. I don't know what it is. He's killing it. If I see it again and he goes, well, he's still only going to be if Turbo or something, he's going to be an easy switch over to him.
He
Think of all
doesn't suit my team's, you know,
sure.
everything about my team. We're about
Team culture, mate.
Looking for
culture, good
speed and
bloke.
all that sort of stuff, like Jason
It just
Roll.
doesn't fit. We've got a no dickhead policy.
No bald dog policy.
That too.
Do you reckon Dolphins will actually bring him in? I'm curious to see this week.
Hope he
I
does.
really hope he doesn't. I would not to death ride someone, but I hope he gets about 20.
Hope he
I
does his knee.
don't want injury to anyone, but I just
That's
hope he doesn't
Nigel.
score. Well, that's
Severe
not
injury.
true. Like injury for some people.
Come on,
It'd be
Paddy.
devastating if he got
no.
injured and had to retire.
That's tough. Okay, tackle five. Don't outthink the room. Who cares if Turbo without Garrick has scored well for the last 3 years? Even when he went from wing to centre wing, wing to the centres, everyone thought that was going to be the end of him. Turbo's out. Doesn't really matter. If you go back and look through Garrick's scores, I feel for those, I don't actually, who sold Garrick 2000 Supercoaches plus. And then there was a few others in leagues that I've seen around that didn't play him for his big daddy ton. I think it's different to choosing on matchups, locking cheapies, but when you've got a guy that's 700,000 or whatever he's priced at, high 600s, that price for a reason. He scores against everybody, he goes well against everybody as a rule. He might have a down game. The theory that he's not taking as many runs, I don't think he needs to take as many runs at the moment as what he has in the past. Jason Saab's actually taken a few more runs, so he's probably taking 5 runs where he used to take none.
What do we need? Girls tries, kicks goals.
Yeah, kicks goals. Like Manly have been
We need.
scoring tries, so he's going to kick plenty of goals.
That
So,
train of thoughts.
Accurate.
I think don't overthink it. You said it well at the start. I outthink the room. That's what I'd say. It's the same as someone playing Penrith now. I think you can play with some level of confidence if they're a gun. Might not get 100, but you're probably going to get 70 if they're an absolute beast. So. If Payne Haas is playing Penrith, I'm still playing Payne Haas. If Payne Haas is playing Melbourne, I'm still playing him because I'm not too worried that he's going to score well. Tackle six, 5'8". This is out to you all. I think it's a pretty tough position, but who are you trying to get? Dylan Brown's still scoring okay, but looks pretty shit.
Andy's pretty keen for him to move on, apparently.
Did he say
Immediately.
that?
Said it today. He's not
Oh,
offering much. I
yeah.
believe the quote.
So. Trainer, with the aim to get to our best 18 or 9 players, who's your best 5'8 that you'd like to play every week?
I still like Lachie Galvin, but geez, Jaden Campbell was good in the weekend too.
Mark, where are you thinking?
Honestly, looks like he's come back pretty well this year from his hip surgery.
Adzi, were you running Luai at 5'8?
Yeah, he's gone.
You sold him?
Yep.
Did you buy?
Munster.
Yeah, so you're happy with Munster, or is there someone else you think you want to get in there as well?
I'm happy with Munster. I'll keep Metcalf for now, but I'm happy with Munster. Besides last year when he had the bad injury, he's always been someone you can rely on. I'm happy to go with him.
Where are you thinking?
Yeah, I like a goal kicker. So yeah, getting to the goals. So happy with that. Yeah,
I'm tossing up this week between Munster and Campbell. I've got to do a few different things, and trainer slam dunk on Nicholson's made me really think about it. Gets that right, I'll cop it next week. So maybe I'll change my mind.
And rightly so.
I'll change my mind. Righto, boys.
No six again. No bell. Haven't heard the
No,
bell. No six
no
again.
six again. We're not playing against the Warriors. They seem to
We're
get
not
on.
laying down.
Yes. So we're going to look at trades, boys, because I'm sure as anything that we're probably all going to get close to a boost again. If we don't get a boost, we're certainly making two. Azzy, where are you headed this week? Trades.
I am trading. Oh, here we go. I'm trading Luai to Munster, Ponga to Turbo, and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck to Christian Tuipulotu.
Hoping that Gutherson feeds him plenty of ball.
He can do whatever he wants. I just don't want him anywhere near my team. Christian can, if Christian scores tries, I'll let him celebrate though.
He will.
You're not his coach, though.
Well, I sprayed him last week on the chin list, but now that I own him, I don't care if they're down by 40. If he scores a try, I'll be celebrating so he can.
Him the money.
He can do that. Do the money sign. Yep.
That's his Supercoach price going up. Ching.
Reckon there's a sports bet market over under celebrations if he scores a try? Like, you reckon he's going to defy the orders? Is he that stupid that he could do it?
Probably,
Premier League
yes.
player, there's every chance.
I hope he scores a try, turns around, looks at the box, and just gives him the stone cold fingers.
Yeah,
Damn.
and then you've got an absolute friggin' nuffy on your bench.
I know we'll drop him. Seriously, if he celebrates this week, dead set players dropping him, he's never playing again.
And let us know who are you trading this week.
Well, the good news is Payne Haas is coming in.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes. So getting rid of Hosking.
At least we got one score of 140 out of him before trying to ruin him for
Yep,
everyone.
no
Feeling
worries.
good. Trainer's going to get him. He's going to score 150 this week.
Oh.
No, he won't.
Hey.
Hosking goes to Payne Haas, and then I've got Kobe Hetherington going to the slam dunk, Matty Nicholson. Yeah, Kobe just isn't getting the minutes, unfortunately. Jensen played more minutes than him on the weekend. It's all over the place. And then
He played
I'm.
like 75, didn't he? Yeah.
Hey.
Payne Haas played 75 minutes or something.
Yeah, of course, because I just needed him to get 60 one week. Fucking flog.
This week he'll only play 35.
Yeah, fucking probably. And then I've got Gerald Skelton that I'm toying with boosting to get rid of to. I was looking at Jack Howarth, but now Skelton's been named. It's hard because it's Sunday, but I can. Like, I've got the reserve on him. I can play safe half. Anyway, then I was looking at maybe doing. Being real ruthless and going Ponga to Papenhuyzen, so got some options there.
He's pretty keen for you to go Ponga to Papenhuyzen. He just said it. Mark,
Not true.
what are you doing, Mark?
Don't have anything locked in at this point. I've got Brimson. He's pretty poor.
Good.
Yeah. So he could be sold. Connor Watson, I've got sitting out there not playing this week. And what I'm in the RF department. So he might get sold to Nicholson. Brimson. What's like another tight end by firmer, I think.
I
Tight
like it.
position
I like it.
flexibility. And then if I do boost, it will be play a bit of whack roulette. I'm gonna Pappenhausen potentially, but probably just make the two trades, I'd say.
Two trades, not
Two
boosting.
trades.
Okay, that's any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it too.
Two trades.
I'm thinking about two trades,
Okay.
but we'll see. At the moment, I'm going Hosking to Nicholson. Slam dunk. I believe I should have said that, but listeners would know by now. And I'm going Ponga to Trbojevic. And then hopefully next week I'm going.
How much do you have in the bank at the end of
500.
those trades?
500.
You should be able to do that quite easily, I
Correct.
would say. My trades, I'm going Preston, Brimo, and Hosking out to Eli Katoa and Nicholson, even though I said I'm not entirely sold on Nicholson, just a bit worried when
everything happens, but hopefully he's made his money by then. I can piss him off for someone else. Maybe go back to Hosking for the same sort of price if Hosking's role looks good. And Munster, if I wanted to get Jaden Campbell, the other one that I'm tossing up, so I'm going to do a little bit more digging in that one. I will bring a front row forward down and get the cheap guy from Dragons just to sit there instead of Nicholson. But Brandon's got me really worried. His confidence level around Nicholson. He's not normally this bullish. He would normally wait. I'm gonna follow him in, I think.
A bit scared of Jesse potentially losing money this week.
It's not gonna be a lot. Just to move him on because he's shit. He's not the role that we hoped he was gonna get, not because we're worried he's gonna lose a few thousand bucks. VCs and Cs, trainer, we'll start with captains and vice captains.
Well, I'm definitely captaining Turbo. I haven't even thought about vice captain, to be honest, because they're gonna have to score about 400 for me to loop them. Yeah, I don't know.
Just while you're figuring it out, I think like props to you, Davo. You've finally got the loop
I
right.
nailed it
I think
last
that
week.
should have been in your memoirs this week. Why was that not talked
Because
about?
I'm not going to have a too big an intro. And he slammed me the other week about it. So.
Oh, it's true. You just wait for my off weeks to have big
I
intros.
don't do it anymore because I'm nearly listening. So
If
lucky to
I
get two sentences.
go Pappenhausen, I might VC him. Otherwise, probably just be Payne Haas, I suppose.
Don't mind Payne Haas. What would you have to score before you'd loop?
1,000.
Guardsy, where are you at? Captains and vice captains.
Payne VC Turbo C. Boring, but
That'll be very popular. That's what I've got at the minute. Yeah.
yeah, I'm doing that too.
I
I may
mean,
say Pappy last week.
and in a serious question, how much would Haas have to be on ineffective offloads and
I'll
to
probably
uploads before
I'd
you'd.
probably take 120.
Yeah, 120 on Lufin.
Especially with, like, Turbo's going to be my captain. I'm just a bit nervous that. And they get 30 in front by half time,
Take him off.
you might get a spell. They might only be on 140 by then, 150, and it's not going to be that much more. There's been plenty of risk around, his hamstring or something like that. So I think if Payne can get back over 100, I'd nearly loop. Just take it because if Cleary showed me anything last week, you can be on two and a heavily. Well, he was 10% captained. You didn't talk about that. Can you believe that in that game? 10% straight captain on him. Ridiculous. It was a Thursday night,
Yeah,
wasn't
these people are idiots.
it? I looked at
Oh,
it.
Sausage Sangster did it.
The top 1%, so in the top 1,500, it was like 3% of them did it. That's
Yeah,
a
but
lot.
it's round three. Like, there's imbeciles in the top 1% still.
Beaten us by a long way.
Yeah, that's fine. Let them go. It's round three.
I just think I've never played Supercoach before to cap. Well, Sangster has, but like, why would you put the straight C on him?
He
Yeah,
is a idiot. We've been
it
through this.
didn't make any sense. I looked and thought,
Hello, Thomas. Thanks for listening.
I thought he might have, like, when you look at it, how you can look at the player and look at what percentage of 1% captain. I couldn't believe that it was like 3.8% of the top 1% captain. It was
Good.
Unbelievable.
unbelievable. Didn't make up that much ground. So anyway, I suppose the new flex probably meant that your four
We'll
for your
just drop
captain
down.
dropped out. So I don't know how they didn't have any other players getting any points anyway. Mark, that time, sucking on Chinese meal. Nicara scored last week.
Did
Fletcher Sharp did not.
no
Who did you have in?
Connor Tracy
Connor Tracey did not either.
did not.
Who would have thought that Paris D would have been the thing that
No,
would
who'd have thought the Bulldogs scored 16 points against Parramatta?
have. Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Did you learn anything?
Hey.
Okay, great.
Wingers
No?
only. That's the
Yeah.
center. Okay, hit us with it.
He doesn't pass. We could Matt Traynor. All Almighty. Even without Nathan Cleary, he still went and created tries for him last week. So that seemed to have forgotten about old Brian To'o out on the other
Is
side of
Alamotti
that.
on the wing? Back on the wing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I was because 100 last week, though. Like, I may have told my mate Alex not to play him.
Why would you not play a gun?
Oh, yeah.
Have you did
We.
the 36 was a week too late.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we. Sorry, Alex.
Then I've got Xavier Coates, Melbourne up against the Dragons, and Sebastian Chris against the
Sebastian, no
Cowboys.
pass, Chris.
Sebastian, if watching us every single time
That's got a.
in Tamale
You got a
and
direct line to him?
Jesus.
Trainer's
Oh, hang on.
hearing. Trainer's hearing this and
We're about to
going.
put Jesse Arthurs in for three plus if you keep that sort of shit up.
Trying to sit here going, yes, Tamale, I'm playing him.
Anyway, those three, $7.35, 8.20 with a boost.
Very good. Very good. All right. If any one out of those three, just
Single.
play singles, mate. Might get 30 a bit back.
Yeah.
Anyway. But boys, long episode, I think, this week. Probably not too long, but the dribble in the middle. But just remember, slam dunk Nicholson, rolling guns for Dan and Garzy.
Benghazi.
And the rest of us are playing a little more conservatively.
We saved trades in round one. It's all sweet.
Kramer's not worried. He knows there's a lot of spuds up in that top 1% that he's going to get over the top of. Look forward to that. I hope we can all get into the top 1% at some point. That the real Supercoach players are in there, not just the spuds.
If you slide into my DMs, I'll send you GIF form. This put was about just like last week.
But boys, remember, tell your friends to join the Unlimited League. To get over 50, up close, 41. Your friends to listen. Tara and farewell.